Welcome to what we're going to call the sports segment, 540. All right, so everybody's in now, right? It's the, how many teams are we looking at? 68?
64.
64.
Yeah.
64.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when do the games begin? Is it this weekend when everything begins?
They start today, sir.
He's clueless.
Blissfully unaware.
Yes, I am blissfully unaware. I don't pay attention to college.
Do the games start this weekend? What?
Should invite Seth into my office to answer the phones when the Rush Limbaugh show gets preempted by a basketball game later this morning.
Yeah, I heard about that. Now, listen, Tom, you're blissfully unaware about things important like world politics and, foreign policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's okay.
I take the
responsibility to help educate you and bring you to the light.
God, that'll happen.
You are supposed to be magnanimous.
Okay.
In helping me understand B-ball.
All right. What do you want to know?
Nothing.
The president has chosen Florida to win the national title. Your favorite team. So you and the president have something in common. You can both root for the Gators.
Yeah, that was really funny of you yesterday. I'm right in the middle of doing Jerry Bader's show. And Tom comes in during a break and goes, by the way, you and the president got something in common. I could feel my stomach churn as he said it. You both are going rooting for Florida. I know... very little about the qualifications, the history of any of the school basketball teams. And mainly it's because, let me think about it. Oh, that's right, I don't care.
Okay.
So the issue comes in, I have to go by just what I like. I like the Gators.
Okay.
I like the team.
That's fine.
I like the football team. I like their. I like everything about them. I think it's a great school.
What helps you is that they're good. They actually do have a chance of winning the whole thing.
So I am going to root for the Florida Gators.
You're not going to watch any of the games.
No, I didn't say I was going to watch.
Well, then you're not going to root.
Yeah,
you
it
can't
is.
Root if you don't watch listen or pay attention.
Yes, you can. As I work on very important things.
Geez.
No. Rooting does involve watching. You prefer the Gators to win.
Okay. All right. I'm one that likes to be correct and accurate in my semantics. So yeah, I'll go for that. What am I doing? I'm not rooting.
You're preferring.
Preferring. Okay. All right. I'll go along with that for a little while. So where are we at?
Preferring is this vague thing when you find out after the game's already over. Hey, they won. Hey, that's great.
It's like, oh, they lost. Really? Okay. There goes my interest.
A lot of the Big Ten teams are in action today. Ohio State plays. Michigan plays. Michigan State plays. And, of course, Wisconsin plays this morning. Taking on American. We'll have the game here at 10:30. A couple of other sort of sports notes for you, because I know you like to keep it light during this segment. LeBron James has his own soda now. In the grand tradition of Reggie Jackson candy bars and all of that, LeBron James, who's a spokesperson for Sprite, they're coming out with a special version of Sprite.
What does it smell like? Feet?
It's cherry and orange flavor. That must be his favorite flavor. He must mix in like cherry juice and orange juice into his Sprite. So cherry orange Sprite, LeBron James soda.
You know, the Reggie bar, which I remember when I was a kid because I was living in New York back then.
Mm-hmm.
The Reggie bar was good.
Yeah?
Do you know what a Payday candy bar is? It's a caramel that's covered with peanuts on the outside.
Yeah.
A Reggie bar was a circular instead of a long rectangular.
It was like a bun bar. You remember the bun bar.
And it was covered in chocolate, too. Chocolate on the outside, then peanuts and that caramel stuff. It was delicious.
Okay.
You still have one somewhere?
I bet you cannot get a Reggie bar anymore.
I bet you go on eBay right now, you'll find some.
Yeah, 25-year-old Reggie bar, right?
Well, you know.
Also, if you're looking for a new job, the Milwaukee Bucks are looking for someone to take the place of their mascot. The guy in the Bango the Deer suit is retiring at the end of this year. His name is Kevin Vanderkolk. He's been Bango for over 10 years, and they'll be looking for – well, I'll tell you what. NBA mascots are not just like other mascots that walk around, high-five little kids, and get their picture taken.
Bango works with like a trampoline.
NBA mascots do trampolines, and yeah. And I've got –
get into fights with other mascots.
You can go on my blog today. I've got a video of Bango doing a backflip off a 16-foot ladder to dunk before a game last year.
Would it be possible to change the name?
You don't like his name? You know where his name comes from. You don't know where his name comes from. Back in the early days of the Milwaukee Bucks, their radio announcer was Eddie Doucette, and whenever they hit a long-range shot, he would yell Bango on the radio. And that's where the name comes from. You have to be in pretty good shape, and Bango has been injured many times over the years. They did a special on him on the HBO show Real Sports. He's had a torn ACL knee ligament. He's had injuries to both of his ankles, plus other injuries as well. So if you're interested, give the Bucks a call if you want to become the next Bango.
No.
No? Not for you?
No. Are you into mixed martial arts at all?
No, do not like it. Do not like the brutality of mixed martial arts.
It is kind of brutal. It is painful. But I will say this. If you are an individual that you're thinking about getting into it, I do have some advice for you from Ralph Macchio. Remember him,
Ralph
Macchio,
the Karate Kid? What does he know about mixed martial arts?
He knows that the...
Wax on, wax off?
Sure, I guess. He knows for a fact that the crane kick that got him the winning tournament doesn't work. He says, do not try it. He said, quote, absolutely not. It does not work. You can try it and you'll get your lights knocked out. I think as soon as you put your hands up from protecting yourself, you're in real trouble. So there
so
it
the
is.
The whole movie's ending is completely
Ralph Macchio has
not
now,
right.
For all intents and purposes, he has now destroyed a many, many, many kids, what we grew up with, knowing that eventually you can overcome evil. You can overcome the bad guy.
Something tells me if you go to any kids' karate class, they're not teaching the crane kick, are they?
Well, of course not, because it was, up until this point, double super top secret. Yeah. Only the highest level belt could learn it. It was a very difficult technique. I don't even think the Kung Fu Panda had that in his repertoire. And now we find out Ralph Macchio says it doesn't work. All right, Tom King and the Progressives have put together a little ditty how you can remember your teams, who's in it, who's not.
Aztecs, Lumberjacks, Minute Cavaliers, Blue Jays, Blue Hens, Jayhawks, Ducks, and Chanticleers, Cornhuskers, Shockers, Sooners, Cougars, and Flyers, Blue Devils, Sun Devils, Cardinals, Colonels, and Friars, Rams, Hawks, Raging Cajuns, and Gators, Buckeyes, Billikens, Two Panthers, Tigers, Bearcats, Bruins, Two Bears. Take a deep breath, we're only halfway there. Orange, Crimson, Cyclones, Golden, Hurricane, Bulldogs, Huskies, Terriers, and Great Danes, Tar Heels, Volunteers, Cardinals, Spartans, and Jaspers, Mustangs, Colonials, Wolverines, and Badgers, Aggies, Cowboys, Wolfpack, Lobos, Longhorns, Broncos, Bison, Buffaloes, Two Eagles, Five Wildcats, that's it. Ride them down, get out your brackets, it's March Madness.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.